This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, there are just about 5 days to go until Election Day, and the storm will almost certainly have an impact. So let's get right to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Frank, you're based in Princeton, New Jersey, in a state, obviously, that's been very badly affected by Hurricane Sandy. You haven't come out with a poll in several days, so it seems to have had an impact on Gallup.
Oh, absolutely. And I think for most, although maybe not all, polling organizations, we stopped polling on Sunday. That was our last day of polling because, of course, the superstorm hit the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Monday. And we just determined that so many households would be unreachable, either by cell phone or by landline, with up to 8 million without power and many more disrupted, that it just wouldn't make sense to try to project the national total with this particular area just unreachable. So we stopped. And we haven't polled since. We're thinking about starting up again tonight, and we'll see what we get. We're going to look at the data very, very carefully and see what we're finding in the key states of New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey.
Well, what about the other polling outfits? I mean, have you seen any information that's come out since the storm that has shown any impact that it might have had on the race?
I have not seen any systematic or reliable national information. I think it's a little early to tell even if somebody does have polling information. That's a big question. You know, the campaigning stopped for 3 days.
Right.
President Obama was here in New Jersey, with the governor, Republican governor, showing the commander-in-chief flag. And Mitt Romney and he are back on the campaign trail today, I think. So we'll see what happens. But so far, in answer to your question, no empirical data to really assess the impact of the storm on people's intentions on voting next Tuesday.
Now, Frank, we talk to you every week. This is the last time we'll talk to you before Election Day. And I wonder, is this race still about the economy when it comes right down to it?
Oh, absolutely still about the economy. No question about that. We've had Libya raise its head, foreign policy. There are other considerations now. Natural disasters, of course, this week have intruded into the presidential race. But I think absolutely when the dust settles, whoever wins, we will see that the voters' perceptions of how they have or will handle the economy will be the number one factor behind that vote.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.